Colossians 4:1 Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. 4:2 Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. 4:3 Withal, praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. 4:4 That I may make it manifest, as I ought to speak. 4:5 Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. 4:6 Let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. 4:7 All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. 4:8 Whom I have sent unto you, for the same purpose, that he might know your estate, and comfort your hearts. 4:9 With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things which are done here. 4:10 Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom ye receive commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. 4:11 And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers, unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. 4:12 Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you, in prayers, that ye may stand perfect, and complete in all the will of God. 4:13 For I bear him record, that he hath a great zeal, for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. 4:14 Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas, greet you. 4:15 Salute the brethren, which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church, which is in his house. 4:16 And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. 4:17 And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. 4:18 The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen.